Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Asher Salmon, Director of International Relations for the Israeli Health Ministry. Israel has adopted some extreme measures in light of the coronavirus, barring entry to non-Israelis arriving from China, six other countries, the latest additions being South Korea and Japan. South Korea has protested diplomatically for the return of the flight passengers who arrived in Israel on Saturday night from Seoul. This seems to go well beyond directives issued by the World Health Organization.
Yes, well, we are taking local measures, and our main interest is the well-being of the Israeli population. The World Health Organization is not an active organization in the sense of giving active decisions, but rather kind of a body which would recommend general recommendations, would create some guidelines, etc., etc., and is also under tremendous international political pressure. Here in Israel, we did take some, I would say, cautious measures. Some of them maybe seems to other countries as harsh, but they make sense. I just would like to remind you that Israel was the first country in the world to limit flights from China, and actually most of the world adapted it a few days later. Our main goal is to really avoid any case of coronavirus in Israel. And if that is not realistic, at least to postpone it as much as possible. And thanks God, till now, we are quite successful.
Doctor, you head the Health Ministry's International Relations Department. How have these policies affected international relations, at least for the Israeli Health Ministry?
One of the things that we do, we are very open with our colleagues. And we do have almost on a daily basis discussions with many countries, including Far East countries. We speak with Japan, with Taiwan, with Korea, with Singapore. And we speak with our American colleagues as well as many of our European colleagues. And during this conversation, what we do is basically we're explaining what are the reasons of what we do. We are listening to measures that they are taking, and we are discussing options for now and for the future, assuming that we would have, new events or more, a much higher prevalence of the virus. So I think this open channel helps us first to explain what we are doing, and second, to really keep an open channel with our colleagues in other ministries of health.
You are listening to Dr. Asher Salmon, Director of International Relations for the Israeli Health Ministry. Social media posts are criticizing the ministry for voluntary quarantines. For example, for those who may have come in contact with the South Korean pilgrims who have fallen ill since their return home. Do voluntary measures work? Can people be trusted?
We need to be realistic about quarantine and the purpose for that. We can't really put, you know, thousands of people in quarantine, in institutional quarantine. We use institutional quarantine for highly suspicious cases, like the passenger of the Diamond Prince boat, which are now in Tel HaShomer. But otherwise, for most people, it seems to be reasonable and safe enough to leave them at home, as long as they keep the rules. We could track it down, and we could find it on time, and we could quarantine these people on time. While if we let, you know, hundreds of people, even with a low suspicion index, to, you know, go everywhere, to football matches, to shopping malls, to shops, to working places, then we would lose control totally. And that is the reason why do we use this self-home-based quarantine system.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you, as a public health official, worried by coronavirus, A, in Israel, and B, if you were to be getting on a plane and going anywhere abroad?
We are worried. It's hard for me now to tell you on the scale of 1 of 10, where are we going to be in 10 days from now. I think the coming week would be a very important week to understand what did the Korean story created in this country. Hopefully nothing, but potentially they had connection with hundreds or maybe thousands of people. And if we are going to pass the next 10 days with no new cases, I think we could be very we could just, you know, put some pressure down. If the story would be different, then we are, of course, entering a different arena, and all of us see what's happening now in North Italy, for instance. What is going to happen in other countries? Again, it's an individual question. We are not yet in a pandemic state, meaning that the whole world is affected. We are far away, but it could happen. So if you are planning to fly to the United States, to the UK, Germany, I don't see any main reason why not to fly now. I don't think it's a great idea to fly now, to fly to South Korea now or to China now. But the main recommendation that I give my friends, family and colleagues is be cautious, listen to what's happening and take some measures.
Dr. Asher Salmon, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.